Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I was reading in The Sun really interesting comments from the former Irish and Munster player Simon Sebo, who retired earlier this year. He says he doesn't want his children following in his footsteps. And he said, "I wouldn't push them towards playing rugby at all. What it does to your body, the head impacts, that's the scary side of it. I've seen a lot of players have to retire through it and it's very dangerous. I don't like it." I just thought it was really interesting commentary, obviously speaking from his own experience. Eva Berg is with us on the line today because, Eva, I believe you took your children out of rugby.
Yeah, Andrea, but that was several years ago. But when my kids were coming into secondary school, I took them. I made the decision to take them out of rugby because I just felt it wasn't worth the risks. Because for 30 years now, I've worked as a Pilates instructor. And I would have dealt in the past, not so much anymore, but in the past I would have dealt with a lot of clients would be sent to me, usually men in middle aged, from various, you know, they might have had spine trauma in the past and they had issues, ongoing issues well into middle age. So they'd be in their 40s and 50s. And these issues were as a result of injuries they had as schoolboys when they were playing rugby in school.
So it all really starts to manifest itself then, I suppose, when you're in your late 40s and 50s and so on.
No, I think it had been ongoing for years. And, you know, they would have slipped discs, cervical disc prolapse, all sorts of neck injuries. And, you know, it makes sense. If you look at the game, if you look at the sport, you know, and if you look at the trauma that can happen as a result to the spine and neck and also to the head, I mean, you've got the huge subconcussive head impacts going on that lead to neurological disease in later life. No, I just wasn't prepared to go through that for the sake of the kudos, which, you know, the schools will promote for kids going into rugby, this huge kudos, you know, if they're on the A team or whatever. And I just wasn't prepared to let them go down that road. So we put them into sailing, fencing, tennis, which they still do to this day. And they'd be in their, you know, 20s and 30s now. Whereas I don't know anyone whose kids played rugby at school that are still doing it in maybe their 30s or 40s or 50s.
Shane Byrne, former Irish rugby player, is with us, Eva, here too on the line. What's your thoughts on this, Shane, as a dad?
Well, listen, each to their own, like, in the sense that you can't be forcing, as Simon was saying. The thing is, he wouldn't like to be pushing his kids into it. You know, it's not something that I don't feel that's where he was going with it, as in the fear of it. It's essentially, look, there's tens of thousands of kids play the sport, and there already has been thousands and thousands of people have gone through their lives playing rugby and, you know, had no ill effects. One doesn't definitely lead to the other. There's a bit of scaremongering that does go on. You know, yes, injury can happen, but they're also out there, they're playing sport. I that lady there with you as well, it's great to hear that she pulled out of one sport but went into something else.
And
the kids doing that, that's the important thing. But from the rugby, the camaraderie, the discipline, the advantages that they get from the exercise is great. But look, it's one of many, many sports. But where do you draw the line? You know, to me, the game that has been analysed now, and they see that there has been that tiny, tiny percent of people that have had effects, we just don't know enough about that. Does one directly lead to the other? Are some people more susceptible to injury than the other? But it's not about that. It's about at the kids, it's about being coached well, it's been part of a team and going out and enjoying it. And I certainly wouldn't be part of taking it away. Both my daughters play rugby, and now they played all sports growing up, every single one, and I didn't encourage them in any shape or form to favour one from the other, but they've settled on rugby themselves and they're playing it to a reasonably high level and they're just enjoying it and having the fun and the joy that's there. And that's what I would encourage people to do. Yes, there are things happen. There are injuries. You can get that in any sport, and not to belittle it at all. It's a physical game. But the people who play the game get far more out of it than just that. And I would feel that, you know, don't, if a kid wants to try it, let them try it. You know, and
what about the comments even made, just, you know, even what you mentioned just about often the kind of maybe the kudos that comes with playing rugby, maybe in certain quarters, certain areas, certain schools. Have you ever experienced that with your own girls?
How do you mean? The kudos just for playing the game?
Just for playing, Eva, isn't that what your experience was?
Well, the one thing about it, I suppose, like, it's like any other sport. There's achievements. If you can get on a team, you want to be ambitious. You want to achieve whatever it is that you can achieve. And you know, if you're that way minded, some people just play sport just to play. And the main thing is that they are playing. That's the most important thing. Like, yeah, some schools do put far more emphasis on certain sports. Mm. There's no doubt about that. We've all seen that. But, you know, the advantages for the individual playing the sport is still there. It's still a fact. They still will form bonds with kids, the playmates that they'll have for the rest of their lives, even at that young age. And also they have the advantages that they're out there, they're playing sport. That is the main thing, and that they're able to do it. And the fear-mongering that goes on with the contact in rugby, yes, it's probably the most physical sport that's commonly played in Ireland, but it's still a minute percent of issues. It's absolutely minute. And we also don't know enough about all the little bits.
It's interesting. We often talk about this whenever there's maybe a new report or study that's carried out from the medical world into concussion. But quite a lot of people actually getting in touch about this. Lucy is on the line. Lucy, have you kids playing sport or playing rugby?
Well, my youngest plays rugby for quite an old club, and then he plays Gaelic football and hurling as well. And I was actually laughing because he's been playing rugby since he was five. He's 11 now. And I'm absolutely of the guys, whatever you think is right for your own child is what you go with. He's a really sporty child, and I would have hell to pay if I took him out of rugby.
Really, yeah.
But I'm on the coaching side of it now. I do more of the athletic development side, but I read up a lot in the IRFU. I'm open to correction, but as far as I'm aware, they have brought out new rules around tackling and line outs and that kind of thing, and to reduce the number of scrums that have to happen within the game to try and reduce injury. But as you were talking about injury, I can tell you hand on heart, I know I coach GA as well, so I know an awful lot of kids his age. And there are much more injuries from football, soccer, than there is from rugby. Absolutely, without
right.
a shadow
That's
of a doubt.
That's what you've encountered.
Absolutely, without a shadow. Now, you get the odd one in GAA as well, obviously, because, like, hurling. For example, James is currently spouting a massive bruise on his chin, where himself and his mates were playing hurling up in the field the other day. He bent down, didn't see the mate with the hurl, got a whack in the jaw with the hurl.
Yeah. I suppose it's the potential, though, isn't it, for a concussion that arises out of rugby?
It is, but they're also, if you look at it at mini level, which is under 12s, they're really advancing with how they're looking at, you know, how tackling is done, teaching tackling. I've just ordered these specialist shorts, which are actually made in Ireland, which teach children how to tackle, how not to high tackle. They are going to get bangs playing rugby. It's a very physical game. But if you ever watch a crowd of lads playing hurling, it's pretty physical in its own. When you get up to 14, 15 level, there's a fair few, they have a helmet then, but the same in GAA football. Like, there, it is a slight more of a risk, and that's something you have to gauge as a parent.
Aoife in Galway says, I have two boys and I would never, in capital letters, let my kids play rugby because of the head injuries. It's too much of a risk when there's other sports that carry far fewer risks. This texter says there's plenty of teams that aren't at a high level that are still at high level with 50-year-olds still playing as well. Sailing is just as bad on the back. There's far more benefits to playing sports than being wrapped up in cotton wool. This texter says, I'm nearly 51. I still play competitive rugby in Dublin. Yes, I've had a few injuries over the years, but that wouldn't change a thing. I will continue to keep playing. What about you, Jason? What's your experience?
Listen, I honestly think that we sort of get sucked into the whole thing of comparing one sport with the other. There's various studies you can always get to back up your own thesis on things. I refereed rugby at senior level and continue to do so. And the IRFU has been very, very proactive in terms, probably the most proactive of any of the sports, because I also refereed GAA, where the referee is given no power whatsoever over the health of a player that's on the field. So as a rugby referee, the minute I see something that causes me to think that maybe there's a head contact, I can call for the coaches. And in fairness to all the coaches, they've all bought into it. The IRFU bought in also a tackle height law, which we brought into effect last year, which required that all tackles, which would be from the sternum and below. And what this meant was that there was less chance of shoulder-on-head contact or head-on-head contact.
So there's a lot of protocols, I suppose, changing all of the time, Jason, is it?
Yeah, that's it. And look, you know, just what the lady said who spoke before me there, there is more concussion in soccer than there is in rugby. And that's a direct result of people going up into the air to header a ball and making head-on-head contacts.
Yeah, text in from a listener on that to say, children aren't allowed to play rugby due to concussion, but happy to let children repeatedly head a football? Plenty of question marks asks this listener about that. But you feel, as somebody who's in the refereeing side of things, you feel that there's safety or safeguards there, Jason, for children?
I honestly think there is. And the youth game and the minis game is very well protected and served by everyone from the coaching staff to the child welfare office.